dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him our best friend hug.
Hey, Dame Tony, you all right, mate?
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another historic Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's a good thing I haven't written down everything we need to get to because we're not going to get to it all in the next hour anyway. But we are glad to have you along on this Monday, June the 7th, where there is much to talk about. The NBA, the NHL. Conference realignment continues. Chip Brown of OrangeBlood.com, member of the Rivals Network in Texas, who broke the story about the Pac-10 offering six Big 12 schools invitations to join their conference. He will join us at the bottom of the hour today. Daddy is back in studio, and once again, a winner. Derek is in studio for the last time. We've got H-Man from Riverdale email already sitting in the hopper, and we will hear some comments from Big 12 Commissioner Dan Beebe. He will have some comments for us on the show today, plus just a ton of other things to get to. NCAA baseball, very quiet as far as sports over the weekend in the Tri-Cities, outside of American Legion baseball. The Belmont, Daddy wants to talk about Belmont. He's back. I mean, there's just so much to talk about. So much to talk about on the show today. We're glad to have you along with us. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Derek leaves us today. Daddy's been here three times longer. And, you know, Derek, I think obviously you get it a little bit. I don't know how long it's going to take him to get it.
He'll get there. He's progressing.
It's like the fourth producer of the show, maybe fifth. There's one of them we really don't count.
See, we get this web camera in there. You could have saw as Doug turned my mic a quarter of an inch, and that was fine. He fixed everything when he did that. In Doug's mind, he fixed everything. Sounds a lot better for you out there.
Well, at least I turned it on.
Unbelievable.
It's all me. Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing, but it's my fault.
Unbelievable.
It's my fault. We want to have a typical show to send Derek out on.
Oh,
go ahead. Douglas. Go.
No, the only thing I'm going to go with is that Derek's last day, and I was waiting for some Philadelphia Freedom to be playing. Another mock song that you came up with, the Bash of Celtics. But yet, last night, they reigned supreme in L.A. Now they go home to take care of business and to take the title.
Okay, and you picked Boston, so tell me this. Rajon Rondo, triple-double. Ray Allen, who will never hit 8 three-pointers in his life in a game again, especially not in a finals. And yet, they still didn't have the game wrapped up until about 45 seconds left in the game. Do you feel comfortable with that?
You got it. You know what? Take it any way you get it in L.A. Now you go back to the Garden. Rondo's sick. Is Rondo the next superstar in the league? No? You shake your head.
I don't think so. I think he's a really good, solid player that's kind of a product of the system they run there. Everything runs through him in that system. Everything runs through Rondo. He's kind of like, I don't want to put him in the same category as Steve Nash quite yet, but he's on his way there.
That's a good category.
I ask you this right now. Will there be another basketball game this season in L.A.?
No, I say. No, they take care of business.
You are just out of it. See, that's why Boston had to win last night. Had to win. And they did.
Well, you go out and take care of business like that. You know what? 7 three-pointers the first half. You come out.
And still Kobe hits a three and steals it at the horn, and you don't go in with the momentum. Boston's got to find out a better way. They won, and that's the bottom line. That's all that matters. They'll dissect it 100 different ways. Thank God we play again tomorrow night. That's right, we travel cross-country and have one day off because, well, that's the way it needs to be.
If it would have been Cleveland or Detroit, they'd have taken a couple days off. Let's go.
Whatever works for television and radio because, you know, Sunday night's so much better than Saturday night. Jesus.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
But. And again, it's going to come back. This will come up. I'm sure we'll get emails that are flowing in. But why? Again, David Stern, fire them all. Let's figure out something because nobody is pleased with the officiating. Nobody is pleased with the officiating. Laker fans win, they're not pleased. Celtic fans win, they're not pleased. It's just horrible.
What is there a side you got to hold?
Well, everybody is just going bonkers that the Lakers got hosed last night. And there were a couple. I mean, the third or the fourth foul on Kobe that they called a charge where there wasn't even contact. Then a steal in the fourth quarter and a block shot by the Celtics that there was virtual no contact on. They call that a foul. A great, great block shot. Not the one where Rondo tapped it away from behind. This was before that. I think maybe Artest was driving in, and they called it on Paul Pierce, if I remember that right. It's just horrendous. Horrendous. And then they talk about the ball that went out of bounds last night, Pau Gasol and whoever, I can't remember which, maybe Perkins, or I don't remember which one of the Celtics it was. And it seemed to be pretty clear that it should have been Laker ball. And even after they reviewed it, they still gave it to the Celtics. I contend that Gasol's fingers were in there. But if you had to break it down to frame by frame to figure it out, then it should have been Laker ball. And a lot of people think that turned the momentum. I don't think it turned the momentum, but it definitely would have given the Lakers the ball back. It just doesn't matter. It shouldn't be that bad. And it is.
Phil Jackson makes his comments and chirps away a little bit to get in the heads of the officials as they go back to Boston. And I think he realizes he's going to need all the help he can get. But the Lakers shot 15 more free throws. Complain all you want about the officiating. They shot 15 more free throws, people.
And again, folks, we're going to talk a lot about alignment, realignment possibility in the Big 12. Just checking some of the other headlines. 7-4 hockey. Anybody even knew it took place last night?
No, to be honest with you.
Overshadowed. Hockey. I'm sorry. You are the stepchild right now. You need to just avoid the NBA, even though it's not like you're going up against the NFL or the World Series. You're just going to have to avoid it. Find a way that you played Saturday, play again, you know, tonight. Now they don't play till Wednesday, so they do have a couple of days off, which they have not been doing throughout the playoffs. It's usually a day off play. And a 7-4 game last night, that's the second shootout, just insane hockey game that we have had. And Chicago leads Philadelphia 3-2. But again, the home team has won every game, so it should be no surprise. And for you... That said, I think, did they play game 4 Thursday? I didn't text you that, yes, Philadelphia would even the series, but now Chicago has come back. They're up 3-2. Derek, who's the best team?
You know, there have been some close games in the series. I don't think you could have had two better matched teams for a more competitive Stanley Cup final than we've had so far. Through the first couple of games, I mean, all one-goal games, been very competitive, very physical, just good brand of hockey. And I think you're right that the NHL needs to avoid the NBA, but what they also need to do is get back on a major network. The games on the weekends, you see, okay, great, we had one game on the weekend, but we didn't get to see the games during the week if you don't have a package with Versus. So, you're kind of stuck. You think, well, you know, if you would have saw the earlier games, saw a lot of that action, you'd be pumped up to watch one of the games.
I'm going to disagree with you here. The finals need to be on network television. The playoffs, I mean, they're back and forth. ABC hardly showed any of the playoff games up until the championship here, just a spot here maybe on the Sunday afternoon to the Saturday, and although maybe Versus isn't the best place, maybe it needs to be on ESPN2, maybe it needs to be on Fox, you know, you could show a lot of these West Coast hockey games. Fox at 9 o'clock goes to fill in the blank programming, whatever you want to put in there, and it's different in different cities where they do have local news. Here, that's not the case. It just goes to Family Guy or Seinfeld or whatever they fill in with. But, I mean, a 9 o'clock hockey game, when you put on everybody, you could put on a lot of Avalanche, you could put on everything in California, Canada, anything Western time zone, maybe that would help a little bit. But, again, hockey's not to the point where it can sustain. I mean, people don't care about the NBA in the regular season, and they sure the hell don't care about hockey in the regular season. And I think neither one of them can overcome that until they have. One thing I will say about the hockey, it's watchable. I don't know why that is. I know they don't have the tracer on the puck anymore, but it seems like it's watchable. You're able to follow the game. I don't know if that's the way the teams are playing it. Maybe we've watched it enough that we're learning a little bit more about it, but it at least seems watchable and you can follow the game. Maybe the Olympics had something to do with it.
I think when you're channel surfing, though, out there, and you're just looking for a sporting event of any kind, you never click to versus. Unless you're an ultimate fighting, you know, unless that's your thing and you're checking
the hunting and fishing crap on all the time.
Oh, well, if that's what you go out of your way on Saturday mornings to search for the hunting and fishing, if that's what you want to watch, you turn it to versus.
It's there, exactly.
But when you're thinking of mainstream sports, you don't go to versus.
No, unless it's for the Tour de France. Tom and Hastings, referencing my thought and where I commented, this is an historic day. Tom and Hastings says, what did Daddy do? Eat a salad instead of some burgers or wings? Come on,
what?
Tom.
Let me see that.
That's what it says. I didn't make it up. Mark in Minden says, good luck, and you did an excellent job for the show over the years. Couldn't have been easy to put up with those two and all the characters that call into the show. Mark in Minden, that's
Daddy?
You know what? Yeah. That ain't no kidding. There's another thing. I wonder if we'll ever get another email from Mark in Minden, or if that's actually Derek sending things in before the show.
Oh, it's true.
You got me. Yeah. I figured I'd make it the whole way, but you found out on the last day.
How can you throw a towel in and then not stop the fight in boxing? Okay, I'm going to give you, because we're hitting hockey, we're hitting NBA, we're hitting boxing, the World Series of Poker, I believe, is already going on. Although there's nothing major news there. Derek always kind of, he is the versus guy. He is the fringe sports guy. And we will have a fishing update on this show as well. But what do you think about the, and again, I want to make this point so I don't forget about it. It was commented that Cotto's, who won the fight, his boxing shoes are going to Cooperstown to the Hall of Fame because the fight was in Yankee Stadium. A friend of mine said, Pete Rose can't get into Cooperstown, but this idiot's boxing shoes are going to Cooperstown.
Yeah, I thought
this wasn't even a significant fight, was it, Derek?
It wasn't that big. It was a title fight at 154 pounds, but they made too big of a deal about it being at Yankee Stadium. It's the first fight since, you know, whatever, 76 in Yankee Stadium. Yeah, fantastic, whatever. You know, they just had a fight in Dallas Stadium, too.
Before they built the casinos that housed the great fights.
Right, exactly. So I didn't see the venue as being a big thing, but I was massively confused on how the fight took place. Miguel Cotto dominated the majority of the fight. Yuri Foreman was the boxer. Miguel Cotto more of the fighter type, but Cotto outboxed him through the whole fight. Yuri Foreman actually injured his knee about the seventh round and was pretty stationary from that point on. Couldn't really move, looked like a pretty bad injury. I thought they might stop the fight then and there. They didn't. Went on to the eighth round, and about halfway through there, as Cotto's just pummeling the hell out of poor Foreman, in comes a towel. And I didn't see who threw it, so they stopped the fight. The fighters think the fight's over. Everyone's getting in the ring, and all of a sudden, Arthur Mercanti Jr., who was the son of the great referee who just passed away not too long ago, stopped everyone, told everyone to get the hell out of the ring, and continued to say, he can go. So the referee basically stopped the fight. After the fight, I got it got clarified that, well, his corner did throw in the towel, but at the time, Mercanti didn't know it came from the corner, didn't know where it came from, decided to let the fight go, ended up stopping it in the next round.
So it wasn't really wife that ran up there and threw it in? Because the word I heard was that his wife was yelling to stop the fight, stop the fight. She's not the one that threw the towel?
Between rounds, after the towel came in, the referee went to the corner, and Yuri Foreman's trainer said he threw the towel into the ring. He said it in the corner between rounds, yet they didn't allow it to be stopped. I'm not sure if that's some weird New York rule where you can't throw the towel in and only the referee or doctor can stop the fight, but it was a weird deal. They should have let it been stopped right there, but nonetheless, Cotto beat the living hell out of Foreman.
That's what Rocky Balboa should have done.
The body shot was pretty.
Instead of holding on to the towel, he should have thrown it. And Apollo Creed would be with us today.
Not many 154-pound fights end with a body shot, Derek, I would say.
Yeah, there's, I mean, you got
his butt pumped.
Yeah, you got good body punchers all across the way. But Miguel Cotto, the left hook of Miguel Cotto, can, I mean, that thing can take you out to the body quickly.
You know what fights used to end with body shots? Glass Joe always used to go down.
There you go.
To the body.
Glass Joe.
A lot of things went on this weekend. Was there an official title to the tournament that you participated in, or was it a fishing tournament at Johnson Lake?
Would have been the Central Nebraska Cat Fish sponsored walleye tournament. That's the name of their group. They do catfish tournaments, and they have this walleye tournament.
All right. We have breaking news. Daddy did well. How well? We'll tell you. Plus, H-Man from Riverdale gets our football expansion breaking up the Big 12 talk going, because I think this time he's a little off. Shocker. Back after this.
Where were you when you first heard about blogging or kung fu? Don't remember? Well, now Burger King is giving you the chance to remember where you were for another historic first. New BK Fire Grilled Ribs. Tender bone-in ribs with authentic barbecue flavor. So wherever you are right now is where you were when you first heard about them. New smoky BK Fire Grilled Ribs. So authentic you just might need a bib. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants for a limited time only.
Recently, Burger King created the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. And with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted cheese on a toasted English muffin, we apologize for shamelessly copying the Sausage McMuffin with Egg from McDonald's and charging a dollar for it. So sorry, America, for making it more affordable to enjoy a tasty breakfast. Sorry if you think $1 is just a ridiculously low price. And we're sorry if you don't stop by for the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. Only a dollar. Only at Burger King. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast hours only.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
You look a bit under the weather.
Even in summer, weather postpones and delays events. When the weather threatens, remember your weather threat button on ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Interstate All Battery Center. Every battery for every need, every cancellation for every kind of weather on ESPNSuperstation.com. A service of Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Well, partial sunshine for today's forecast. Chance for scattered showers and storms. We'll have east winds 5 to 15 miles per hour with a high temperature in the upper 80s. I'm WeatherEye staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently, it is 61.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Chip Brown, you've seen him everywhere. You've heard him on the Doug and Daddy Show. Basically, we really kind of gave him his start. I mean, this, I think, was the first radio show we ever came on.
Yeah, we jump-started his career.
Now he has an ESPN show from 1 to 4 in Dallas. Well, we didn't jump-start it, just the radio portion.
Number one rated show in all of Dallas.
He breaks it. Well, yeah. Well.
We're the number one rated sports talk show in all of Central Nebraska.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? You know what you're going to do? You're going to eat some mountain oysters tonight.
Hello.
There you go.
Chicken coop.
Texas loves those. Why wouldn't you? A chicken coop in Kearney. Now, it's only in Kearney, not in Grand Island yet. Oh, but when they find out how good they are, the mountain oysters, every Monday night with a basket of fries, you throw $6 out there, they're going to give you change. That's all I know. That's all I'm saying. Mountain Oyster Night, and you can slide in and watch whatever's going on in the sports world. Get ready for the World Cup. They're on at all weird hours. You can watch that. Baseball's on. NBA playoffs. NHL playoffs. Watch the golf tournament that's on. Ricky Fowler. Anyway, that's all going there for you. And Tiger Woods, really, what's wrong with 19th? As bad as he played and he finished 19th, they're throwing him under the bus. They built Tiger Woods up to try and tear him down. I sure love the talk this last 12 hours because Tiger can't find the fairway. Duh. Some people score good when they don't do that. Tiger's got a long way to go. He will not win the U.S. Open. That's fine. So he's not Superman right now. No, he's not going to win.
Where's it at?
You can't win the U.S. Open if you don't hit the fairway.
Where's it at?
Pebble Beach. I'm just saying, you can't win if you don't hit the fairway, Tony.
I'm just saying.
The problem is
Beach.
They want to make Phil Mickelson the favorite, and I guess odds-wise he should be. He ain't going to win it either. I hope he does. That'd be awesome. But back to the chicken coop. See, you can discuss all this at the coop while you're having an ice-cold beverage, whether it's a frosty Coors Light, or maybe you get a little woodchuck, maybe you got a Dr. Pepper, a Sprite, ice-cold water. Can't ever go wrong with that.
Maybe it depends on the drink specials, because they've got them noon to night.
Well, that's right. Great food and drink specials every night, lunch specials every day. And that's 7 days a week because you're hungry 7 days a week. There's not a bad seat in the house with televisions all over the place. And usually for Tony, it's free because...
Well, I hit the Keno game.
There is no doubt about it. And don't forget their Big Burger Night every Wednesday night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island is $5 for any of the burgers off the menu and fries. And tonight in Kearney, it's Mountain Oyster Night. You don't have to have Mountain Oysters, but they're there for you. I might slide over and get some of those tonight. Check out their party room as well for anniversaries, birthdays, family reunions, or any meetings. It's the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Well, Daddy, big weekend. Mine was 2 weeks ago. I really didn't have a whole lot to report. But we do go to just outside Elwood for this.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio
Superstation.
60 teams. 153.
Look back.
Oh, see, now already the news is starting. Oh, wow. We beat 59 teams.
I didn't win the Debbie Downer the whole deal. But
53 teams. 106 fishermen. Were there any fisher women?
Yes, there actually were.
Okay. So you like to beat up on women. Nice. Great job, Tony. But when it's all said and done, it's a two-day walleye fishing tournament.
Extravaganza.
At Daddy's favorite lake, Johnson Lake, nearest his home. Day one, you guys caught fish. You and Buck. We will refer to him as Buck.
Yes.
Andrew, if you will. You were able to catch some fish. Day one, how many fish did you catch? How much did they weigh? What position were you in?
Well, you can only weigh five fish in. So, yes, we weighed our five fish in. But we had two fish. They were over 22 inches. And on Johnson Lake, you know, if you go to Lake Oahe, a lot of people would have two fish over 22 inches. Well, on Johnson Lake, that would be pretty cool. Not a lot of people have two fish over that. We were able to do that. Had a 4.5-pounder, 4.45, and a 7.15-pounder. We weighed in 16.3 pounds of fish the first day. We had a 6-pound lead going into day two.
That's a big lead.
Well,
that's a big lead. So you went in.
It's sizable.
What time did you come off the? What time were you done Saturday?
3 o'clock.
I mean,
seven
that's weigh-in's done. Weigh-in's not done.
Right. Yes.
So then, you know, then it's time to go enjoy the evening's meal, have a glass of milk, maybe some V8, turn in for the night because you got to get up early the next morning. That's what winners do.
Well, that's
so
what,
you have the lead.
Normally, yes.
You have the lead. But you never have been in the front, in the lead before. Never have been in this position before.
No.
You were confused.
Yes.
But you were able to find the right cabin that night.
Yes, we found
get some
it.
Rest. You didn't attack it like champions do. You decided to take a different approach, the only approach you really know.
That we go full steam ahead.
Okay, so that takes us to Sunday. Sunday, you're a little nervous.
Well, I don't know. We were nervous. The wind
was
didn't blow.
Or were you just in the water?
Well, I was nervous.
I didn't know. Okay, so you're a little nervous going into the day with the lead. And what happens?
Well, you wake up and it's dead calm. There's no movement, which is you're just shaking your head going, we basically need...
So you jumped in the water to give the lake a little movement.
Well, I would have done that had I thought of that. Basically, our thought process was we need three fish, and then if somebody catches us, hey, we didn't lose the deal, they just beat us, whatever, and want it from us.
They outfished you.
Right. Because we knew... And there was one, probably one of the better fishermen on Johnson Lake, goes by the name of Adam Delp. Freely admits he had a bad day on Saturday, so it was going to take a monumental comeback for him to get closest, which he caught 14 pounds the second day, and actually ended up getting fourth or fifth in the whole tournament. So it was an amazing day for him Saturday, or Sunday, but when he was out of the competition, really, as far as winning the deal. But Scott Phillippe's another guy from Cozad that has always been at the top. Does a good job throwing jigs. That's their specialty.
Were you the last ones to weigh in then?
Yes.
Because you were in the lead.
Well, just because we puttered around and made sure. Well, we wanted to know what we needed.
So when you went to the scale, how much did you need, or were you still in the lead?
No, when we went to the scale, we were behind by 1.7 pounds, I think. So we did not have a fish yesterday until after 12:30.
You didn't have to drop as much weight in the fish tail as you had originally thought.
No.
You caught two fish yesterday.
That's all we caught.
What's the odds of them weighing more than 1.7 pounds?
Well, if they're keepers, they should. If you got two of them, they should weigh. We had 3.5 pounds.
And so, when it's all said and done, your total weight was?
19.7 pounds.
And second was?
18.5.
The champions of the Johnson Lake Walleye June Tournament, Daddy and Buck. And we go. We go live to our email here.
Winner, Danielson.
I have an email from Buck in Kearney. He may have been somebody in the boat with you. Ask Tony if he ever gets tired of being the net guy of the big fish of the tournament every year. Because last year, didn't he catch the big fish? He didn't win, but he had the biggest fish, right?
The second day. They have big fish the first day, you have big fish the second day. So last year, yes, I had to net the four. I think it was 4 pounds, 6 ounces. We get awarded a big fish, of course. Yes, I netted that one. And this year, he caught one on Saturday that was 7.15 pounds.
Hello!
And which is a, we did not realize at the time because there was hearts were kind of going pitter-patter, and we were kind of excited. We just stuck it in the live well, and let's kind of, we got two more. That was our third fish, I believe.
That was his heart. Let's go to the email. I've got more email here. Just saying, Daddy... Oh, you know what? Someone that has followed your tournament career. Daddy was an apprentice baiter, but now that he's won a tournament, he's a master baiter. Congratulations on that.
Very true.
Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Scott says Doug's logic. He's throwing me under the bus here. Just trying to figure out why, if the call on the court is Celtics ball, and you can't tell for sure on the replay, why should it have been Lakers ball? No, you're right, Scott, about that. But it looked like it probably did go off of the Celtic. That's all I'm saying. It looked pretty clear that it went off the Celtic. But, yeah, you know, that's tit for tat, I guess, right there. And now, on Derek's final day, it is time to read yet again probably another last email from H-Man from Riverdale. And then Chip Brown's going to join us on the other side of the break. Another lesson for the Stepfords. He uses that word a lot, folks. Google it if you don't know what it means. Okay, here we go again. I was the first one to alert you all to the disaster that was Bill Callahan. You bashed, but I was right. So now let's get on to lesson number two. What I have realized for a year, and you have all just discovered in the past month, is that a drastic realignment of the BCS conference is imminent. The smart schools will end up in money-making conferences. The stupid will end up outside looking in. I don't remember H-Man ever saying that, but maybe so. The fact is, if Nebraska could trust Texas, the Big 12 could be one of these mega conferences. We can't, so it won't. So what to do? We could go to the Big 10, make millions of dollars, upgrade our academic reputation, and give the fans outstanding venues to visit. Or we could wait around, have Texas stab us in the back, and be left in a Big 12 where our big travel games of the year are visits to the lovely South Dakota cities of Brookings and Vermilion. Not really a difficult choice. But then understanding that Billy Callahan and his West Coast offense was going to be a complete disaster was not a difficult analysis either, and you all missed that. So we'll see. The issue here is simply, do you trust Texas? Well, do you?
I don't. Goodbye, Derek. H-Man from Riverdale.
Is that the bowl or no bowl of the day? Do you trust Texas?
Brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. If you're spending your whole day off mowing the lawn, then take a look at the Toro Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn mower only at Ace Hardware, where they back it with service after the sale, and Ace offers free in-town delivery. Email us your thoughts. Do you trust Texas? Here's what I say. I have seen so many articles out there. Texas needs to agree, I guess, to not have their own network first. Then Texas has to have the assurance from Nebraska that they're not going anywhere. Outside of that, everybody between, I mean, Oklahoma's not going anywhere. If the SEC is not trying to pull away any of the teams out of the Big 12, then Oklahoma's not going anywhere. Colorado, I think, could go. I can really see this league
but
having 10 teams. I think this league could have 10 teams. Maybe it's an interesting thought. Here's a thought. If Colorado and Missouri leave and we're back to 10 teams, that probably means Nebraska is playing Texas, Oklahoma, the entire South every year. Is that good for Nebraska? I don't think it's as good as we've got it right now. Chip Brown joins us right after this from orangeblood.com to talk all that is, what is going on in the Big 12.
All right, we're pleased to welcome back a very good friend of Mike and Mike in the Morning. He's been on our show several times. He is, of course, Wendell Middlebrooks. He's the Miller High Life delivery man.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
You are my friend, and the High Life is no stranger to radio, is it?
Oh, no, sir. We've actually been doing a radio call-in thing called Am I Living the High Life?
Man, I am loving that already.
People call in and tell us what they're up to, and we tell them if they're living the high life.
So let me see if I've got this. Let's say I called in and I say, hi, I'm Mike Golic. I'm watching the game. I'm having a cold one out of a helmet-based drinking apparatus. Could someone please send more hot dogs?
I'd say you were living the high life and give you a high five through the phone line.
All right, well, how about if Greeny called in and said he just bought a pair of $200 skinny jeans that make him walk funny?
I'd stop him right there and encourage him to examine his manhood, hypothetically.
Nice. It's pretty cut and dry in the high life.
I like to think we're doing a service to the community. Give folks encouragement if they're living the high life, or make sure they come to their senses if they're not.
Could not have said that better myself, Wendell. Thank you so much for stopping by. Always good to see you.
All right.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Well, partial sunshine for today's forecast. Chance for scattered showers and storms. We'll have east winds 5 to 15 miles per hour with a high temperature in the upper 80s. I'm Weather Eye staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently, it is 61.
Going smooth on Derek's last day. Here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chip Brown scheduled to join us here in just a little bit. But while we await the Chipster, want to hear from Dan Beebe. Big 12 commissioner had his press conference afterwards in which, I don't know, he's trying to keep the smile, and some people might call it smug. I don't think you can call it cocky. He's trying to keep a good face for the Big 12, and I think he knows that the basement's crumbling underneath him here. The question I still want to know and wasn't posed that entire half hour, and he said that 12 teams is the optimum number, but yet they still haven't really addressed why the Big 12, if everybody else wants to expand, why the Big 12 isn't expanding. I think he's caught between if we lose a team or two, we would go look at a couple. Dan Beebe, though, the big thing is his television contract, and here's what he had to say about that.
We can be in a long-term arrangement very soon that would put us at the same level as any conference in the country. So those were encouraging developments and reports that we received during the meetings.
But again, some of these contracts, can the Big 12 act like a all-star football or baseball player and say, we need to renegotiate and we need to do it now or I'm holding out? You know, I don't know what their stance is. I don't know how solid their footing is to renegotiate a contract, which would be big. You know, they did it right before this Big Ten Network took off, and I still, Tony, don't understand how the Big Ten Network can make that much money. And this is my thought: who cares about the Big Ten any more than I would think? There's a couple other conferences that would have more people. And the only other thing I can think of, there's nothing else to do in Nebraska but follow Husker football. A majority of these schools, is there just nothing else to do? And so they're ingrained in it, like at Northwestern or Minnesota. I don't even think you say Iowa. Because even at Penn State and Ohio State, where there's professional things going on and a lot bigger cities and a lot more things to do, I have a hard time putting a handle on why this would be so popular.
You look at the Big Ten, Doug, and really football, what drives this deal, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, and everyone else, right?
Well, Dan Beebe talked about that. He was asked what the best argument was to stay in the Big 12, which was kind of, and then he continued on talking about negatives, I think trying to hint to some of these schools what those negatives would be, and of course the big one has to be the travel.
Possible negatives for anybody considering other opportunities or ones I've expressed is that, you know, if we get outside of our geographic regions and the places where I think fans and college sports want their teams to compete against teams of people they know, I think we're really going to be jeopardizing the future. I think it's going to be causing a lot less interest in the major spectator sports. Fans like to travel, be able to get to the games in their region. I think that's important, and the other thing is, you know, the main issue here is that we're about educating young people, and we've got to take into account what's in the best welfare for student athletes. And I think anybody that talks about getting that too far outside, where you have to have worn out student athletes return to campus and try to go to class and try to make sure their studies are kept up with, is going to be difficult. You know, this region of the country, if you attach yourself to another region where the conference isn't even located, I think that's a big risk, and I'd just hate to see all of this be created as a flyover zone for intercollegiate athletics.
The timeline has went from the Big Ten, and correct me if I'm leaving something out here and of a major factor, the Big Ten wants Missouri. Then Nebraska's name comes up. Actually, the first was Big Ten thought about getting Texas. And an Ohio State email from their athletic director says that. Then Missouri comes into the fold. Then Nebraska comes into the fold. Then you hear that Colorado might be going to the Pac-10. And then that's where this is. We've been offered. Nebraska's been offered. Missouri's been offered. The Big Ten might be looking at Rutgers or Syracuse or Connecticut to form a 16-team mega conference. Then last week, it breaks that the Pac-10 is offering six schools. And if three schools are leaving, I would not be surprised. In fact, it would probably be a good idea for the south of the Big 12 to leave. and Texas wants to take Texas Tech with them. Texas wants to take care of Tech and A&M. If we're coming, you got to accept these guys as well. Southeast Conference continues to not make any. Hey, God, wouldn't Texas be a better fit there? But that's outside. Then the latest over the weekend, after the Big 12 meetings, the Austin American Statesman is reporting that the Big 12 has imposed a deadline of this Friday for Nebraska and Missouri to state their intentions on whether they intend to bolt for the Big 10 or what they intend to do. My question is, if Saturday morning comes around and we've said nothing, what's the Big 12 going to do? They can't penalize us. What are they going to do? They want them to say something. Well, Dan Beebe talked about that deadline.
What I did say is that I want to talk about, to put to the board, a ability to have a time when we can have that commitment. And that process has been discussed and is in place, and I'm not going to be at liberty to talk about what the time frame is, but I'm comfortable with where the board came out in terms of a process that will get us to that place.
So there's where you're at. Nebraska has until 5 p.m. on Friday to tell us what they're going to do, one school official said. The same deal for Missouri. They have to tell us they're not going to the Big Ten. A Dallas Morning News report also cited a deadline for the Huskers but said it was within 2 weeks. A political figure connected to Texas told the American Statesman, "I know the war drums are beating. This is way beyond gossip." Missouri has declined comment. Nebraska Athletic Director Tom Osborne said he had no knowledge of any deadlines, telling the Lincoln Journal-Star that, "I really don't know what the final parameters are. I really can't comment." Osborne told them there was an agreement put in place at the Big 12 meetings last week that Dan Beebe and Texas President William Powers would do the speaking. Now, for folks on our sister station in Hastings at 1230 KHAS, Sports Nightly, the Husker Sports Network, Tom Osborne's monthly show is tomorrow night. So he will have to address this, and he will be asked this for about an hour at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, 1230 a.m., KHAS, Tom Osborne. You can go to hastingslink.com, listen to it on the web. Tom Osborne will be speaking tomorrow night.
Well, there was one comment made by Texas Athletic Director DeLoss Dodds that I did not understand, Doug. And I really didn't, you know, it's one of those things. You know, he said, "We didn't start this, but we'll finish it."
They have the capability to do that.
But finish it meaning what? Just by taking all the six teams to the Pac-10?
I'm guessing that if everybody else, I'm guessing if worse came to worse, the other 10 schools in the conference could vote Nebraska and Missouri out of the conference. I have not heard that anywhere, but I would think if it was a 10-0 vote, majority rules, and they could say, "You know what, we're moving on without you." And then that would give them the opportunity to go find a school if they want to find a Utah or an Arkansas, or it would give the South schools the opportunity to get out and break the conference up. I would think that that would have to be a possibility on the table. You can't just sit there in limbo the whole time.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to sit there in limbo. But if it's in fact true that Texas pulled the first punch with the email from the athletic director from Ohio State, I got to think that they started the deal. What did Nebraska start?
Well, Nebraska has had to have entertained an offer. And so that's what we're looking at right there. We're still efforting Chip Brown, a very busy man with his show and with requests from all over the nation. He was on Outside the Lines last Friday, and we're trying to make contact with Chip. So while we do that, let's take another break. We invite your emails to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Arma lining. Get your vehicle looking great with all the sun, and even though official summer hasn't started yet, it feels like it. All you have to do is check it out with a free estimate at the Dent Popper, downtown Kearney. All you have to do is send us your thoughts to the email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Is there any chance that nothing comes from this? Is there any chance that the Big 12 stays intact with all 12 schools in the future? I mean, that this all passes by and that all 12 schools.
See, there you go again for a... an entire half hour discussion. Missouri must want out so bad. Missouri, what? Apparently, to the Big Ten, they offer the network money, the TV networks. That is all that Missouri has is the television sets. if you don't have it in St. Louis and Kansas City. Other than that, I see that Missouri offers nothing to the table. They're not good in anything.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamins is Complete Nutrition. And this week, the first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month, get 22% off everything for our preferred member days. That's 22% off all exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period. So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our preferred member days and save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to
newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Salon Paws brings you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch with the new Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch. Get relief from back pain, shoulder pain, or a stiff neck with a patch. The Salon Paws Pain Relief Patch is ultra-thin, ultra-flexible, and it's the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch that goes right to the site of your pain. Try the new Salon Paws Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch today. Also try Salon Paws Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
If you've ever considered owning a motorcycle, this is the time. Kearney Yamaha has three truckloads of repossessed bikes in stock right now, and they're slashing prices. With the great financing options at Kearney Yamaha, you can't afford to miss out on this repo sale.
This is Trevor Bryan at Kearney Yamaha, and we want to save you money during our motorcycle repo sale. You'll save tons of money on fuel.
You're sure to find the bike of your dreams and save tons of money, but hurry in. These bikes won't last long. It's the repo sale going on now at Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
A few other stories before we get into the final portion of this Monday Doug and Daddy show, and the last one ever for Derek. The RMAC has honored their student athletes for the year. Administrators from each institution chose a male and female athlete as their honoree. This is on and off the field, academics, the whole thing for UNK. Congratulations to baseball stud Blake Cover and volleyball studette Nikki Scott. They are UNK's RMAC Student Athletes of the Year. And Shadron State selected Brandon Harrington, the graduate of Grand Island Northwest, as their male athlete of the year. So congratulations to those three that have done such a great job from right here in the listening area. Also at the Big 12 meetings, We're going to Dallas a lot, it looks like. Big 12 championship is now there, football through 2013. Men's basketball, Sprint Center, Kansas City through 2014. Women through 2013 at Kansas City's Municipal Auditorium. Baseball, Oklahoma City through 2014. I wonder if that's just because they didn't know if anybody was going to be around to play in them. They just said, let's just keep them in the same places. Texas and Oklahoma advanced on to super regional play in the Division I baseball championships. Texas A&M will play Miami of Florida today for the right to advance on. Tony, right now there are eight spots open and eight to fill. Eight number one seeds have advanced on. There have been no major upsets yet. Still to go, Arkansas and Washington State. Auburn plays Clemson. Georgia Tech plays Alabama. Virginia takes on St. John's. Coastal Carolina takes on the College of Charleston. Louisville against Vanderbilt. Cal State Fullerton against Minnesota. Minnesota was in the winner's bracket there, but they got thumped last night. And Miami of Florida plays Texas A&M. All the number one regional seeds are still alive, which is amazing.
Yeah, it is really amazing. When you follow college baseball, a lot of times those teams, you know, even at home, somebody gets upset, or a couple of them get upset, get bounced, and really screws up the super regional pairings.
This is the final day to register for most sports in the Cornhusker State Games, which get underway as early as June 19th, a special day. Sports information and online registration are available at CornhuskerStateGames.com. So go to CornhuskerStateGames.com. And how about Brandon Warnke, 9-year-old bowler from Kearney? He won the early entry drawing prize, a diamond and gold pendant valued at $1,800. He's 9.
Hey, way to be you, Brandon. Congratulations.
9. Nebraska junior match play for boys and girls tees off today. Boys at Fremont, girls at Bellevue, where Danielle Lemick of Donovan is the defending champion. And Rulon Gardner inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. We had him on the show on Friday. So there you go. I think that's touched on everything that we want to touch on as far as the sports world. We want to remind folks that the Father's Day golf tournament is coming up Sunday, June 20th, Metal Arc Hills, one of their top events of the entire year. And so there you go. Get registered today. 8:30 shotgun start for this two-person scramble. They want to get it filled up. They've got a good start to that. 56 teams, and they're on their way. 233-3265. Get signed up for the really neat Father's Day golf tournament. It includes the golf, the cart, the range balls, flags, lunch. All that is there for you. The format consists of father playing with either son or daughter in this two-person scramble. It tees off at 8:30 in the morning, so you get that done in the morning. You spend the rest of the day with dad, so it's a great way to get things started. The annual Father's Day Golf Tournament, Father's Day, Sunday, June 20th. Contact Metal Arc Hills, 233-3265. So at this moment, and it looks like we're not going to make contact with Chip today, we're going to keep working on that, folks, to try and get Chip Brown on the program. You know, even if we had him right now, we don't want to cut him down to just 2 or 3 minutes. So he's keeping busy down in Texas. Yep. You can check out his radio show from 1 to 4. Find him online. But, Daddy, what a weekend it was. You went fishing. I went to the Cattleman's Ball. And you missed the Cattleman's Ball because you were being a winner. You know, Randy Travis, you missed a little of that. Wanted to put a little of this there.
I've never heard this song. I didn't. Randy Travis, all right.
Yeah, see, well, probably just carrying it. That's why you heard it.
Good time.
Oh, outstanding. Everybody had fun. Bordered on, was it too warm for the non-cowboy to wear jeans? And his teeth see, all the ranchers, the cattlemen, they're going to wear jeans because they wear them all the time. The but the gals, they can improvise. Double thumbs up. I just want to say that. But the concert was great if you're a Randy Travis fan. And for people that just sat there and listened to music, it was outstanding. Outstanding. But the whole day, all the volunteers, the Marshall family, the Johnsons, the old fathers who put this together, did an outstanding job. I didn't hear anybody that didn't have a good time. I'm sure there was probably a glitch somewhere, but if there was, nobody knew about it. Nobody knew about it. And then it capped off with a heck of a dance after the Randy Travis concert. And finally the Marshals were able to, you know, drag their people off their lawn about 2 in the morning, I think.
Well, good. They got the crowd. Did they get a total on the money? Did they get their $1 million goal?
I think they got their million. We do not have an official total, but they did a heck of a job. They did a heck of a job.
Excellent. Excellent.
I had a good time. A lot of folks that I knew out there had a good time. Got to see some people you don't get to see every day. Some dignitaries were on hand. Some people that thought they were dignitaries were there as well. The food was good. The beverages were cold. The atmosphere was great. The wind blew every once in a while just to cool it down a little bit. And the folks brought their checkbooks, and wow, it was pretty amazing. And next year it's at West Point, just outside of West Point. Hopefully, I mean, the one thing I would just, 12 years, they have raised $3.6 million, I think, and the goal for Kearney was to raise $1 million, or nearly a quarter of what they've raised in 12 years. I saw one of the figures from just the auction and all that they had raised from those auctions. They made it.
Well, good.
They made it. My inside information, I saw a number. It was large.
Well, good. I think that's super, and Kearney represents once again what they do for.
What'd you do this weekend, Derek?
You know, I just hung out a little bit. Hung out with the wife, and it was a pretty eventless weekend.
Was it emotional?
It's an emotional time, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And if I could say a few words before we get out of here, guys, obviously my last show here.
No, you can't. I'm
going to take a time. I'm going to take a couple of seconds here. I'd like to thank you guys for allowing me to produce the show here. I learned a lot from you guys. And, hey, I'm going to miss working with you guys on a daily basis. So, again, I appreciate the opportunity that you guys had me in here and enjoyed every second of it.
Now, you want to tell people what you're going to be doing now? Using your brains, I guess?
I will be using my brain a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to be doing some internet installing in the area here. So it'll be a bit of a change for me, but hey.
Is it one of those things where you had to wake your brain up again because you haven't had to use it on this show, obviously?
Oh, no, no. You know, I got to try to make up for Daddy, so I try to use it. No, I can't take cheap shots on the way out like that.
That's fair.
But I really thank you guys, and I enjoyed every second of it.
What are you talking about? Daddy used to be an apprentice baiter. Now he won that tournament, so he's master. I can't believe the Major League Baseball draft begins tonight. Logan Ehlers supposed to go maybe the highest high school kid selected out of Nebraska ever, the Nebraska City Project, so I wanted to mention that. But, Derek, thanks for all you've done. It's going to be a while before we find anybody. I mean, we did take him off probation a long time ago.
Yeah.
You weren't here, actually, I think.
I think I was here, and we had him here 2.5 years, but then... About 6 months ago, he got off probation.
I'm hungry. Let's go to lunch. What do you think?
All right. Sounds good to me.
Anything else you want to say?
Nope. Thanks to the listeners for all the goodbyes and the good thoughts there. So take care.
You know, Derek might have a day off.
He ain't going nowhere. Someday.
Oh, I'll call in. If I got some time, I'll call into the show and give you guys some boxing insight.
You can still be our analyst for all things that, you know, when you jam them all together, get a 0.1 rating on TV.
Hey, I can do the no interest segments there.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, we're going to continue to pester Chip Brown. We apologize for not having him on the show today, but we're going to keep working on him. I'm sure he'll join us here in the next couple of days. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up tomorrow. More guests. We'll be getting back to some of our regulars. We'll find Hunt Down Sip from the Lincoln Journal Star and get ready to hear what Tom Osborne has to say about the whole deal. So a lot going on today. Again, thanks to Derek Stenson for all he's done for the show, and we'll have some new hack in here tomorrow. And a new producer as well.
See you tomorrow at Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.